This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. Gosh, I thought about you a lot over the weekend.
sorry to spoil your weekend.
Wow. Well, the tattoo have been worse being in Sydney.
Well, yes. And the last time we spoke, we talked about the Premier wanting to not approve a march over the Harbour Bridge. And as we said, it looked like it was going to court. It went to court, and the decision was made by the judge on Saturday morning, just after 10 o'clock, to say that the march could go ahead. So an estimated, as you have reported, no doubt, 100,000 people walked over the Sydney Harbour Bridge on Sunday, and I have to say, in driving rain. In other words, so one wonders if the weather had been not driving rain, what those numbers would have been. Now, I should add, by the way, that there was also a march in Melbourne and one in Adelaide as well. Adelaide's a small city in South Australia. So now, overwhelmingly, of course, there's nothing wrong in one with marching for humanity, which the majority of marchers no doubt were doing, and et cetera, and humanitarian and all of that. It would have been not out of place if the March for Humanity had extended just a shred of humanity to the hostages, which are still in a terrible situation. And by the way, the video of Eviatar David, the emaciated hostage, digging, God forbid, his own grave, came out at the same time that the march. So it would not have been out of place to having included some humanity towards him, towards the hostages who are still there. Nevertheless, overwhelmingly, the people walked, and they walked peacefully. The couple of negative signs, which are important to mention, right behind the leaders of the march, and one of the leaders was Julian Assange, you know, the former WikiLeaks founder, who, by the way, is an Australian. So he was one of the leaders of the march. Right behind the row of leaders was a giant photograph of the Ayatollah Khomeini carrying a gun. There were signs about being carried about Zios, which is a negative contraction of Zionists, obviously. There were Hamas flags, and Hamas is a proscribed terrorist organization in this country. There were Taliban flags, there were Al-Qaeda flags. One of the speakers before the march is somebody who is absolutely toxic in terms of not just Israel, but in terms of Jewish people as well. It was one of the speakers who, after October 7, is on record as saying, quote, "This is not a Me Too moment," she said. And this is after the United Nations had acknowledged the terrible rapes, etc., which took place on October 7. And yet she was one of the speakers as the marching people took off. So there were a lot of, and which I forgot to mention, it all happened on Sunday, which was Tisha B'Av as well. When we reflect on the terrible catastrophes which have afflicted our people going back, you know, throughout the centuries. Mm. So I have to say, the community is deeply distressed by what happened. And again, not because of decent people who cared about the suffering of the Palestinian civilians, but about the fact that it came across as so binary. In other words, if you're expressing humanity for that, does your humanity end there? Does it not extend any further, e.g. to the hostages or anywhere else? So people in the community are really distressed by that, by the fact that it happened on such a huge scale and in such a binary fashion, with the caring, the humanity only extending in one direction and not in any other direction.
So what was the reaction from the Jewish community? How did it feel to be a proud Australian Jew in Sydney or anywhere pretty much over the weekend?
People were really upset at what happened, because there was zero reference to caring for the hostages as well, and non-Palestinian victims of what has been happening post October 7. So the massive banner said "March for Humanity," but yet this caring for humanity only extended in one direction, and so members of the community across the board, and you are just deeply distressed by that, and we're shocked, I would have to say, at the enormous numbers which turned out, and in driving rain, to take part in this. And again, obviously, people who are doing it because they are caring people, which no doubt most of them were, and most of them were doing it because they're decent, caring people, and they are mortified at what they are seeing on their screens every night. But at the same time, if it was a march for humanity and not just a march for Gaza, then why did the humanity end where it did and not include others who are suffering, like Evyatar David, for example, who, you know, that terrible video has been all over the media, who is so emaciated. Why was there no humanity to him?
Why were there posters of Khamenei? Why were there Hezbollah or other dubious flags as part of it? Because that doesn't speak of humanity. It speaks of the very opposite.
Exactly, it does. And I mean, I have to say, those sorts of signs and the Zio signs were in a small minority. I mean, the majority of people walked peacefully, holding umbrellas. But having said that, there were those signs and of Hamas flags and Taliban flags, etc. And we know what they're all about. So, all in all, the to answer your question, people in the community are distressed by that, there are leaders in the community who are saying, what can we do now to kind of revive the spirits, as it were, of the community? I mean, people don't want to hear, you know, more speeches, but it's...
I would think it so. It gets to that point.
Yes, it does, and it has shaken the community, I guess, because it was such a one-sided expression of humanity.
And it doesn't stand alone. It stands against so many of the incidents we've spoken about. There's another one. A national art gallery was locked down after 1,000 people stage a protest because a major benefactor is Jewish. Given all of these contexts, it's little wonder that the community are feeling negative.
Well, that's right. And this story you just mentioned now. So this is the National Gallery of Victoria. Victoria is the state where Melbourne is. So this is a major, magnificent art gallery, national gallery, and two of its major donors over the years are a couple called John and Pauline Gandel, who are among the wealthiest people in this country, and dare I say, amongst the most generous benefactors in this country. And so some social media from a certain community put out negative social media describing them as, quote, billionaire Zionists, and what happened was that the gallery, in recognition and gratitude to this couple family for being so generous in creating and helping create a gallery for the people of the state, were naming one of the small rooms or one of the sections of the gallery in the name of the Gandel family. And so over 1,000 protesters came outside, forced the gallery into lockdown. Why? Because a part of the gallery is being named in recognition of this family who have been so extraordinarily generous.
Bizarre.
And shouting and yelling and forcing the gallery into lockdown. That is just straight out anti-Semitism.
It is.
Because it's a Jewish family.
It's remarkable, yes. And very disturbing. Vic Aladev, we do need to leave it there. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.